Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. And the call-in number for this show today is 563-999-3507. So our health tip today, I'm going to get into it, but before I do, I would like to say a little prayer. Since we are under such tense obligations normally, and then planetary, we got some stuff going on. So, Father God, we come to you in the name and power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And your word declares that you have given us, not given us, a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, we all stand together that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We refuse to cower in the face of fear. We refuse to be manipulated by emotions, and we will not allow ourselves or our emotions to control our life. We are not moved by what we see right now. We are not moved by what we hear. We are moved by the Word of God. I declare that we have faith and confidence in your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's very important, especially right now. Our health tip is taken from INH Publications, and it's talking about today's top age-busting foods. You know, people wonder what they can do to stay and look young. Actually, it's quite simple. The key to youthful glowing skin begins in the stomach. The wrong food choices can cause inflammation right down to the cellular level, and that inflammation leads directly to wrinkling, sagging, and premature aging. These five favorite foods will take years off your life and your skin. Wild salmon, that pigment that makes wild salmon pink, is a powerful foe of free radicals. These molecules that damage cell membranes and DNA can cause skin to age. Farm salmon, on the other side, gets its pink color from man-made dye. Eating one serving of wild salmon every 5 days may prevent those ugly brown precancerous skin-looking patches that come on with age. Leafy greens, spinach, kale, and other leafy greens, they contain lutein, which protects the skin from sun-induced inflammation and wrinkles. Sweet potatoes, these contain beta-carotene, which balances the skin's pH, combats dryness, and promotes cell turnover, resulting in smoother skin. And all vitamin C-rich foods, red and green peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, and of course berries, cantaloupe, and citrus fruits are great sources of vitamin C and an essential nutrient for building collagen. And the last one is tomatoes. Cooked pink grapefruit, watermelon, red peppers cooked are all good sources of lycopene. So we know what we need to do, and so we can do it. Okay. Now, the cosmic weather, this is why I wanted to pray ahead of time, because of what I'm about to tell you. But, you know, there's a shift going on, and it's a powerful forcing changes. Some are welcome, some are confusing. This shift is creating curveball energy in relationships. The new moon in Cancer could cause past love to experiences to come up. Sun and Neptune raising intuitive abilities. Yay for that one. Mars-Saturn, big, be patient. The Mars-Saturn is causing insecurity and doubt. The moon in Saturn is making struggles emotionally. So this tells us it's time to center, meditate, and trust God. And this is going on as we speak. God created us in his image so we could walk with him and know him. And remember, God is love. When we walk with him, we're walking in love. We were made for relationship, to return love to him. Adam and Eve walked in this love until they disobeyed. The Lord's Prayer is about creating deep, inner, intimate connection with our Creator. Our Creator wants us to live in our divine purpose and destiny. We need to develop this kind of relationship. And, you know, just stop and think, especially now, what should I do? Should I act in love? Is this the right course to take? Okay, so I'm going to start with taking some calls here. Hello? You're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm battling heat, and you guys are battling storms. It's just going on all over the country. It's just amazing, you know, what's going on here.
Yes, it is. It is. But it lowers the temperature, I noticed. So that's good. Because it's hot here, too.
Well, we are currently, as we speak, at 90 degrees. And it's still, you know, it's still climbing.
God bless you.
We're there. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, you feel a little bit burdened about.
Go ahead.
You know, by what's going on, the pressures around you, the weather, and you know, you want to meet goals. You got to kind of get a little overwhelmed with yourself when you feel like you can't complete something. And that's temperance going on. You have a strong guardian angel around you, St. Michael, who's trying to help you come into harmony and bring in patience and, you know, good influence around you. That needs to be very important for this shift that's going on that I see is shifting us out of our current situation into a better situation. So you need to be very mindful of what you're thinking, and also when you we all get junky thoughts. Somebody can insult us, or we can just not feel good about ourselves. We have to stop and say, okay, this is not love. I'm not walking in love, and get ourselves centered and bring balanced force to our life. And this force that you do is going to bring harmony into your life. And it's going to offset these factors that you're dealing with right now. You know, it's going to bring you to a truce. So you just got to remember, whenever you go to say something or make a decision, am I walking in love? Is this what God would want me to do? It says you've been getting counsel, which is good. And, you know, but some of this hasn't appeared like it was seen, and that's a trick as well. So you need to hang in there. It is coming, you know. You're gonna have a solution to all the difficulties that you're looking at right now. You just need to work on yourselves, not to get too crazy.
Okay.
I need to hear that too.
Well, it's all good news.
Keep up your prayer work. Remember, prayer is very strong. It connects us, and it moves mountains, and it's something that we need to do in order to stay in harmony. I mean, right now people are irritable. The weather's irritable. There's a lot of this, you know, irritating forces out there. So we're standing up against a storm. We need to stand up strong in the Lord, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. God bless, and have a beautiful weekend.
Well, thank you for participating. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well,
trying to stay cool.
I take it that's your
if
fan
you hear
in
the
background.
It's all the fans. Yeah. I don't have air conditioning,
oh, yeah.
So I have fans.
Well,
but
we're at 100 here. We're at 100 degrees where I'm at.
So you're
it's
10
really
degrees
bad.
Higher than I am right now. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're still
it's bad.
It was 89 about a half an hour ago. So it's you know, we're coming up to. So I know particularly, without going into any detail, you and I know this, that our last conversations are very indicative of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this change being forced on you, and some of it's confusing, fearful, all the things I said today. When I was reading over my notes, you came to mind, I went, oh my God, this is exactly what I was dealing with, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
it's but you got the strength. You have the strength, and just remember that planetary action that's activating our intuition is very strong. So that's why I'm telling people, get centered, get connected, and don't listen to your emotions. I mean, they're going to crop up. That's just normal. But listen to the spirit. And this change is definitely indicated for you. So I'm going to take a look here, see what we got coming up. It's a little
chaotic. Well, hopefully,
for you right
hopefully
now.
I'll find a place. Hopefully I can find a place. That's the whole scary part.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're going to like this. First card is truce, which means you're going to come to peace with this. You are going to maintain your peace. So something's coming up, and I've gotten two. So that could be 2 days or 2 weeks, definitely not months. Then I show a moon
okay.
crossing that. And so
okay.
I think this is all good. And it's actually going to be healthier for you. Emotionally,
yeah.
everything.
Yeah,
just,
I'll be by some blue water.
Yeah. Yeah. You also have a strong Archangel Michael is trying to help you through this situation, and he wants, you know, to bring harmony into your life. This change is very necessary. It's scary when it comes on sudden like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, the spirit world is with you, and they're going to help you through this. So you're going to get through this just fine. Just fine.
Oh boy, fingers crossed. Well, do you,
and this
do you
change
see
is coming
more,
about.
Do you see any more
do
wind?
I see any? Okay.
Wind. W. Yeah.
We could sure use that, Father.
Yes, I can.
Okay, the first card says you have a setback in money right now. That, you know, your material money is set back just a little bit, and it's opposing you to gaining what you need to gain. But you just need to be careful. But there is a change coming. Okay, you need to exercise
okay.
patience, and you're going to overcome these difficulties, and money's going to come. Okay?
Okay.
It's just the
okay.
enemy's trying to scare you.
Yeah.
No, it's still there. It's still there, even in the, it's trying to scare you. I show something within 9 days, four or five or nine, one of the two.
Okay.
So it could be 4 days, 5 days, or 9 days.
Could it be 5 hours? Could it be 5 hours?
Hope, hope, hope. Hope, hope, hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me
exactly.
look at that. Let
okay.
me look at that.
Okay.
Let me look at that. Yeah. Well, it came up five. It came up five. And
that would make sense. That's 9 o'clock.
It says you're going to... It says you're going to be very secure in the future, a lot better than you've been in years. and that you're going to get your act together. So, you know, don't let them scare you.
We'll pray about the five-hour thing.
It's not impossible.
Okay.
It's not impossible. Okay.
I know it's not. I know God is going to give me a pass. So I'm confident. It's just going to be very stressful and scary. That's all.
Yeah, that's exactly the way the plants are running. And you know, it's been bad enough. I mean, we've had all this political uproar, state uproar, and, you know, things changing. You can't do this, can't do that. And everybody's in such a duress over this. They're just uneasy about everything they're looking at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it very difficult. And
yep.
then with these plants coming on top of it, it's like, woo-wee, can I cover up my head with a blanket?
Well, they're saying we're going into a revolution at some point in the next couple months, so we'll see. Maybe that's what we need.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt from what I'm seeing here. I do not doubt it one bit.
Yep, and all the
And
heat,
I think more things are coming out. More things are coming out every day. And
mm-hmm.
people are disillusioned. We've been watching something that we know somebody's guilty of, and they're just sliding
yes.
because of political reason. But if it was Trump or if it was you or I, we'd be under the jail.
Yep.
Under it.
And I guarantee
yeah.
you by the end of the year, people are going to be shocked by what they see. Trump will be back. He'll be back.
Yeah.
I truly believe
that. I agree.
He'll be back. So,
will you hang
right,
in there?
Well, thank you so much.
Remember,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and our prayers are with you, and they'll stay with you. You know, I pray faithfully every day. I have a prayer partner that I pray with every day. Yeah, I have another prayer partner that I pray with. So prayer goes on here. It goes on here
okay.
all the time. So don't worry. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, from what we can see here, we're living in a little bit of troubled times. And we have to recognize that. And we have to exercise God's presence and walk in His love. If we're walking in love, we're going to be okay. And sometimes it's hard. You know, I think about how hard it can get. And then I'm reminded of how Jesus kept silent through everything He went through. You know, He didn't try to challenge anything. He didn't try to argue, you know, so we got to learn to be more connected to God. God is our source, and we need to enter into God's presence. And how do we do that? Through authentic prayer. What's authentic prayer? Not a memorized text. Authentic prayer is from your heart. God wants us to surrender and submit to His mastery. He wants us by surrendering to Him, trusting Him, we surrender to His Lordship. This makes us and moves us into authentic prayer. Prayer is not always out loud. A lot of people think, you know, you have to talk out loud. God wants us to know that He hears the smallest sound of our beings. And the big thing is right now, and what we're going through in the closing of this year, is trusting in Him, trusting in Him. And transformation is between God and man. Prayer is reaching out to God. Sometimes we keep asking for our own inheritance. Just keep moving forward into the fullness of God, believing it's already done. Believe you will receive God's desires that we must simply believe. We need to believe Him and trust Him. You know, let's look at Abraham and Sarah, who biologically were not fit to bear a child. The supernatural birth of Isaac proved God can do what is humanly impossible. Jesus was more supernatural birth without any physical contact. Mary was a virgin. Nothing is impossible to God. Nothing. Matthew 19:26 states, with God all things are possible. Take some time, clear yourself, think about what you need, and give it to God. And I mean, really give it to him. Don't just take it back, you know. You need to hold on to it. So, there's four steps to practice and in connecting. One, first thing you do is acknowledge your Creator. God is. God is love. He's right there. He's closer than your next breath. He's in you. Two, learn his presence. Learn how to be in his presence. Three, put yourself in his nature. And four, don't allow fear to stop your trip. All of this is important, and it's very important right now. What is the secret? Walking in love. And knowing that God is our source. He's the creator of everything that is. Heaven always has a good economy. That's where we receive from. It doesn't matter what's happening on this earth. We're not receiving it from the earth. We're receiving it from heaven. And we've got to remember that, especially now. And yes, you should say to yourself, I want for nothing because God is my source. I want for nothing because God is my source. And just, you know, whatever you're believing for, our God will liberally supply it. Fill your every need according to his riches in Christ Jesus, and he will give you what is needful in your life. And I know today is a little difficult. We don't have anybody else in line. And I know there's storms going on and things that are going on that are deterring people. But we need to think about what's the greatest thing God can do in our life. And remember, he's love, and his goodness is greater still. Everything good comes from him. So just hang on to that, no matter what we're looking at here. And say this to yourself, I will see God's goodness in my life daily. We'll see this every day. So we can hang in there. And God makes us rich. You know, he's the one that gives us the power to get riches. So there's no dream too big for him. Keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find it. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. In Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to close the show, and I thank everybody that's listening, everybody that's called in, and I ask for a special blessing upon their lives in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, and I'll notify you of next month's show. Bye.